Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Terry, and here's what he briefly has to say. When I was in the army and home on leave, my brother and new wife went to a restaurant slash bar for wings and beer. While there, my brother's wedding ring was too big for him. Then his wife suggested that I put it on my finger. When I go to the bar to get another pitcher of beer, six different women tried to pick me up. This is the point that caused me to go MGTOW. Well, Terry, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's quite the red pill to swallow when you learn that so many women don't care about being homewreckers when it comes to getting a high-quality man. They already assumed you had great value because another woman, your wife, has already discovered it, and the vetting process is done. There was a man calculator from a while back where women would enter all the things that they were looking for, and only 0.5% of men that were single actually had those things. It's easier to just go after somebody else's man instead of finding their own. There's not much more to it than that. So that's why I want to spend the majority of this video talking about a 69-year-old former supermodel named Marie Helvin. Now she's contemplating going to work as a cashier at Whole Foods in Hawaii because work is dried up after COVID. The article I put in the description says that she escaped an unfaithful marriage to David Bailey and found love with the Duchess of Cornwall's brother. So she found a high-quality man that cheated on her with another woman, and yet she left him and is now suffering the consequences. We're supposed to feel sorry for her that she's the victim of infidelity. Meanwhile, the woman or women that cheated with him are just as responsible. Now I'll read a little bit from the article and I quote, "Despite maintaining her youthful good looks, Marie admits the work is dried up during COVID. She spent her savings and is now considering moving to Hawaii. She says that the United States is less ageist than the UK and she would find a job at Whole Foods if she had to," unquote. This is very similar to the story of the 60-year-old former supermodel in Spain that was homeless. She shared her story and the donations poured in from strangers that felt sorry for her, and as well as other models. And now she has a place to live in a car. There is a hard wall for women in their 60s and 70s when they start to look like Grandma Moses, and no one wants to bone them anymore. The soft wall is around 25 to 30 where they can no longer have any man they want, as their sexual marketplace value begins to rapidly decline. I find it laughable that the article mentions that Marie had youthful good looks in her 60s, and that she blames the cerveza sickness. I blame that second hard wall. Mind you, she looks great for 69 because she's half white and half Japanese. Her first issue is that she lives in London. It's expensive and maybe she needs to move someplace else. So therefore she's moving to Hawaii, but that's not that cheap either. It's like she's slumming it by going from caviar to pâté. Nothing is going to change for her financially until she moves to buttfuck Idaho. When she was working as a Vogue cover model, it was a long time ago, back in the 70s and 80s. She's also the one who introduced Princess Diana to Dodi Fayed at the AIDS Trust Ball in Clivedon in 1989. If it weren't for her, Princess Diana would still be alive. Now I definitely don't feel sorry for her anymore. Also, if it weren't for her, maybe Prince Harry wouldn't be basically cucked by Meghan Markle either. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to No One Wants to Have a 69 with a so-called youthful 69-year-old woman clown world show. Marie divorced in her early 30s and walked away with £1,000, which was a large sum back then. Her ex-husband David Bailey was the one that took many photos of her. She said he didn't have an assistant and all the pictures were taken on location without makeup or hair people. She had to do that all her own and complains about all the equipment they had to carry and the rolls of film that he had to change. As if changing 35mm film is hard. It's quite the job if you're changing medium and large format cameras, however. Now that was work. She probably left Bailey because he didn't want to be an emotional tampon and told her that he didn't want to be married to one of those moaning American women that want to talk about their feelings. So she just kept quiet. He passed the shit test by not letting himself get whipped by her tongue. Marie brings up the tragedy of her sister dying as one of the factors leading to the breakdown of her marriage. Again, she was the victim of circumstance. Nowhere do I actually hear her talking about responsibility and taking it for her life's failures. She did, however, admit that she was also unfaithful, but if you didn't read to the middle of the article, you'd think that he was the only one that cheated and she sounded perfect. You know he's a high-quality man because she says this about his cheating, and I quote, "I accepted it. I thought so long as it doesn't affect me personally, that it doesn't encroach on my relationship. If it's just him and his model, I can deal with it. An out-of-sight, out-of-mind attitude," unquote. So Marie was being fine being in an open relationship with the 1970s Chad. But the marriage ended when he fell for his model named Catherine Dyer, who quickly became pregnant. So he left her and not the other way around, as it seemed in the beginning. She became an alpha widow supermodel. At that point, she couldn't get the alpha, so she had to settle for the beta with an alpha title. According to the article, after her divorce, she enjoyed a 4-year-long relationship with the Duchess of Cornwall's conservationist brother, Mark Shand. Marie remembers Mark as the sweetest man she's ever dated. "The kindest, most loving person," she said. "I was so stupid and foolish, I didn't realize that at the time." As you rarely do. Marie admitted family pressure and a desire to be her own woman led to the relationship ending, unquote. Was it really that, or do kind men get cucked? Was it really his kindness that did it, or did she leave him because he didn't make her tingle? Marie said she didn't like the pressure of being in a locked relationship, but odds are she was gold digging with a simp, and she was using the excuse that she didn't get along with his mother. She says there was pressure to get married and have a baby. If she did, then she wouldn't be broke right now. Her priority was to breathe and to be a strong, independent woman. And she can still serve coffee at Starbucks into her 70s. Marie's mother died in her 80s, and her father died at 90. So she's going to be serving a lot of mocha on her way to the nursing home. If you can't afford a proper one, then you get a government-run one, and they're usually a stinky nightmare. Marie also works out and gets Botox injections and looks great for her age. But 70 is still 70. She says that her father didn't actually leave her or her siblings any inheritance, because he lived in a Las Vegas hotel in his old age, until his death in 2014, because he couldn't find a care home that he liked. That's BS. He was probably in Vegas living in one of those $30 to $40 a night rooms at Circus or Stratosphere. Marie is still looking for a relationship, however. She says that financial stability would be one benefit in finding love again. But how many 75 to 80 year old men out there are going to want to be with her? Not to mention how many men her own age, or older, are even alive these days. She says that she's willing to change if it means meeting somebody. She said she'd be lucky if she met a widowed older man. Of course she would. A man like that's probably only slightly emotionally damaged and would still be able to fall in love with a woman. So it would make him a perfect patsy. She says that she doesn't actually want to go with some young kid. Obviously that's because most of them are broke. But what kid's gonna go for a coyote these days? Her comments just keep on getting more pathetic and obvious. She says this, and I quote, "Wouldn't that be nice to do things together? What would be nice would be to have help as I get older, to be able to share the expenses of getting older," unquote. All I hear when she says that is that she wants help with her financial expenses. She mentions that it would be nice for her to have some help as she gets older. This article serves a couple of purposes for her. One, to get simps and supermodels to feel sorry for her and send her money. And the other purpose would be as an online dating profile. Maybe some rich widower with a crush on her back from the 1970s will fall in love for her geriatric good looks, as a future Walmart greeter dinosaur, and proposition her. There's also the third possibility that she's already talking about Whole Foods, because if and when she applies to work there, she can bring up this example as proof that she's passionate about working there. She's probably just worked there as a last resort because she wants to eat healthy, and she'll get an employee discount and be allowed to dumpster dive for nutritious munchies. Finally, she says she's lived an exciting life, and then now she just wants a simple and good life. Isn't that just so precious? The last thing she says is that she hopes to share the simple acts of kindness with others. At that point, I wanted to vomit in my mouth a little bit. Marie had her chance in life. She got together with Alpha Fox and became an alpha widow when he knocked up another woman. Then she had the whole beta bucks thing for 4 years, but she didn't actually want to be in it. All she had to do is get knocked up with a royal anchor baby, and she would have been on easy street. She would have been part of the extended royal family. But now she's going to have to be out there selling royal canine dog treats in aisle 10. All that because she was too selfish to keep sleeping with a simp and have his baby. Women don't respect the sweet and kind man, and by saying that, she might as well be insulting him. He's already passed away, so she might as well be simp-shaming the dead. As for your story, Terry, I wouldn't be surprised if Marie is the type of woman that would basically hit on you while you were wearing your brother's wedding ring. A lot of guys have sworn that trick works, and I guess now you know that it does for yourself. It's proof of your financial and social status, it seems. A man worthy of marrying is a productive slave on the pussy plantation. It must be getting a lot more crazy out there if over half a dozen women showed interest in you over the course of one night, simply because you were wearing a wedding ring. Because you weren't there with your wife, they were probably thinking you wanted to start an affair or something. Women are opportunistic, and if they're good-looking, they'll keep trying to get the bigger, badder deal even as they approach their depends years. Because Marie is half Japanese, her looks have lasted longer than the average munchie cake. So that's why she hasn't been willing to settle down until her 70s. I have zero sympathy for her. She could have had dozens of well-off simps to smooch and save her financially over the last 40 years. And I guess she didn't take any of them because they wouldn't actually match up to her first photographer husband, the alpha male. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation as well as Topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that every single woman in the bar wanted to smash Terry. Like Smeagol wanted to smash Frodo because he was wearing a precious Gollum ring on his finger. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the former supermodels that work in McDonald's serving you french fries away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.